This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, good evening. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com and welcoming new sponsor, Operation Parts.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearm connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
This is where you go when your AR-15 needs a little bling bling. That's where you go get the operational bling bling at OperationParts.com. Well, tonight we're going to do something a little different, simply because I haven't had a lot of people on the show, and tonight I got nothing but guests. And we're going to lead off with a young lady who and I'm going to let her explain it in her own words, in the most mundane terminology I can think of. She took a lemon and turned it into being a rabid activist for the Second Amendment, for her gun carrying rights. Her name is Shayna Lopez Rivas. She joins us for the first time. Good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm okay. Now, we're going to get, she wrote an article. She's in the middle of something right now that we're going to talk about later on in the hour, but how difficult is it for you to tell us what led you to this moment? What was that cathartic moment for you that turned you into a
second? I was this hardcore liberal Democrat, anti-gun, like, why do people need assault weapons type of person for a really long time, and for basically since I entered college. And then 2 years later, in November of 2014, I was raped on campus, and ever since then, my best friend took me out to the range that she works at, and she was like, learn how to shoot, learn gun safety. If you don't like it, you never have to do it again. If you like it, then, well, you know, we can talk about training, like getting more training. And so I learned how to shoot, and I was like, oh, my God, this could have helped me had I had this. And so ever since then, probably about a year later that I started fighting for campus carry and just being an advocate for gun rights in general, and making sure that, you know, other women can be empowered to make that choice to protect themselves the way they want to.
So are you still in college?
Yes.
So, like, you're not that far removed from this crime that was committed against you. Did they catch the perpetrator?
No, they did not.
And university that you go to, what did they do in relation to what happened to you? What steps did they take to try to keep that from happening again?
The university in general, nothing against me, or, you know, they didn't do anything for me per se, but they did. The university in general has, I think, greatly improved their sexual assault programs. However, as far as what happened to me, I don't think that there are many things that done that would have prevented what happened. I think that what would have prevented what happened would have been had I been carrying like I do now, and had I been trained like I am now, then, you know, that would never have happened to me.
Is the college where you go to, is that a gun-free zone?
Oh, yes. So every college and university in Florida is, by law, a legislated gun-free zone. It doesn't matter if they have a policy or not. It's legally, you can't step onto campus with a gun. It's an automatic misdemeanor if you do, and they would pull your carry license.
So it has force of law behind the plastic
yeah.
signs.
Okay. Yeah.
Which leads us to where we are today. You have written an article. I don't know where it has been published. Our buddy Morse sent it to us. Called "It's Rhino Season and It's Time to Go Hunting," an open letter to the Florida Republican Party.
Yes.
So let's talk about this. Your legislative assembly in Florida. What are they not doing? Are they not considering? Are they looking? What are they doing? I'm curious to hear what this is about.
You know, I'm curious to understand what they're doing too. So maybe this will help us figure it out.
Right.
So what happened was Senator Greg Scubie, who is in the Florida Senate now, but last session he was a representative in the House. Last session, he was the one that drafted or sponsored the campus carry bill in the House, and it flew through the House. And then in the Senate, it got stuck because one senator refused to chair the Senate chair basically decided, we're just not going to hear this bill, and it doesn't matter. Fortunately, that senator was not reelected, and then Senator Scubie was elected to the Senate, and then he actually is now the chair of that committee. But so Senator Scubie decided earlier this year, in December, that he was going to introduce this open carry, campus carry, airport carry, all sorts of pro-gun type of legislation into one bill, whereas
right.
the House was making separate bills. And so basically he tried to do this in order to basically prevent Republican senators that were in favor of one or the other. He didn't want them to, like, vote against one. He wanted them to be like, well, if you want this bill to pass, then you have to vote for all of it. But it didn't really make sense as far as, like, Florida politics is concerned. So he ended up maybe a few weeks ago breaking up the bill, and so now campus carry is its own separate bill. And it was assigned to four committees by the Senate president, which basically is a death sentence because anything that's above three committees is just needless bureaucracy. And so basically, we're just waiting for it to be heard in committees, and session is about to start, you know, March 7th, and it hasn't been heard in any committees, not in the House, not in the Senate, and nobody knows why. I've been trying to get in contact with, these senators and representatives that are chairs of the first committees that the bill's been assigned to, and they're just like, yeah, don't worry about it. But, you know, session's about to start. We only have 60 days, and we have to hit the ground running if this bill's going to pass. And it just seems like they're not concerned, and that they're not really going to put this bill on committee, like for vote. And it's really disturbing to me.
We're coming up on the first break. What I would like for you to do, I know that you have other things that you do in the 2A community. I don't remember what they are. Forgive me for that, but. In this 45 seconds we got left before the break, for people that would want to find out what you do, Shayna Lopez Rivas, how would they find that out?
They can look me up on Facebook or Twitter. My Facebook would be Shayna Lopez Rivas, and then on Twitter it's at Null for Justice. They can also look Florida Students for Concealed Carry at FSU up on Facebook, and that would be the best way to get in contact with us.
Have you already gotten in contact with Antonia Okafor?
Yes, I have. She's actually a close friend.
Okay, well, we'll get to that in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Campus carry, this is what I've talked about. This is what I have gotten out there saying, guys, where, you know, your daughters are going to school. This is what we're talking about now. We'll be right back.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's Improve Pro 1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, an outrageous depth of selection, This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Yeah, it is. Go check them out. If you want to invest in precious metals, there's some that never lose their value. Sometimes they really go up in value. Joined again by Shayna Lopez Rivas. She has taken an aberration that was done to her, and she's turned it into becoming an activist. And I got to tell you, Shayna, you get to deal with the second most difficult General Assembly in the United States, I think, when it comes to gun rights, with the first most difficult General Assembly being mine in South Carolina. Our two are very close as far as how pig-headed they can be.
You know, it's really annoying when, it's not like we live in Jersey, you know. We're supposed to be the gunshine state,
yeah.
And we're supposed to, you know, have this all-Republican legislator. Gun bills, pro-gun bills should be flying through and being signed by the governor and being signed into law. And they're not, and it's really frustrating to deal with.
What are the rationalizations you're hearing from them? Are you hearing nothing from them? Is that what you're hearing? Is nothing?
It is radio silence. So we have like some conjectures, some theories as to what's going on, but from the senators that we usually talk to, they're not like they're just like no, don't worry about it, like everything's fine. But, you know, it's clearly not fine. And my theory, and this cannot be, like, taken as fact because it might not be, but my theory is that there are a few Republican senators whose votes we would definitely need for it to pass.
Right.
And who might not want it to pass, and so they wouldn't vote for it, or they might, like, make it a lot harder. They might not show up for the committees, et cetera, et cetera. And so those, at least in the Senate, we have no idea why it's not going through the House. And we're trying to figure that out because last year it just flew through the House and passed the full House. So this year we're just trying to figure out, you know, what's going on. And as far as the Senate's concerned, there's a senator. His name is Senator Rene Garcia. He's out of the Miami area.
Right.
And he, I think, is our main concern because he's on the Judiciary Committee, which is compromised of 5 Republicans and 4 Democrats, which means that all 5 Republicans would have to vote yes for this campus carry bill in order to pass. And we think that he is not, he's leaning more towards not voting for it.
Let me ask you a question. Before, when it flew through the House, was there no chance of it going any further than the House at that point? Last year? Yeah. Yes, ma'am.
Well, technically 2015, I guess. It flew through the House, and it went through a couple of Senate committees, but then it stopped in the Judiciary Committee because at the time, Senator Miguel Diaz de la Portilla, former senator, Diaz de la Portilla, he basically was like, we're not going to hear this on this committee, and then it effectively killed the bill. However, it's not to say that it wouldn't have passed. It's just that
it had to get past that committee to be heard, right?
Yeah. And the Senate president could have taken it out of committee at the time, but then he chose not to.
Right. I'm going to tell you my theory, and this is I've been watching politics a long time. My theory that the reason it went through the House like it was buckshot the first time was they knew it was going to die in the Senate. So it provided some political cover for your House members. And at the same time, apparently they knew, because they probably got told by this committee chairman that it wasn't going to go any further than this. So they could vote for it all they want to. The reason I'm so cynical about this is I see this time and time again where, we've had national reciprocity brought up many times. And now that we know that we have a president that's going to sign it, if it gets before him,
Now everybody is hemming and hawing about sponsoring it and pushing it forward. And I mean, in the Senate, John Cornyn has done it again. Hudson in the House has done it again. But I'm waiting to see how that goes, because politicians typically don't really want to move the ball up and down the field. They're happy with it on the 50-yard line.
Oh, I mean, exactly. And I think you're right. Your theory, though, wouldn't explain why open carry went through the House last year, just because the senator and the judiciary that was blocking the campus carry bill, who also ended up blocking the open carry bill, he, up until it passed the full House, he was like, yeah, sure, I'll hear the bill. And then it passed the full House, and then he was like, no, just kidding, never mind. So it might have explained campus carry, but I'm not sure that it would explain, you know, open carry in that scenario. Either way, I do think you're right. I think that politicians just, they don't want to be associated with necessarily, like, super pro-Second Amendment bills, just because they'll say that they're for the Second Amendment to get elected, and then they won't do anything with it after because they are afraid, I guess, for whatever reason. Maybe they're afraid that they'll get voted out or...
Well, no, not in Florida. That wouldn't happen in Florida. What they're afraid of. See, all of these politicians like to court the media. And on the conservative Republican side, there are some idiots, like my senior senator from South Carolina, Lindsey Graham. He thinks that he can be at what he views as a centrist, which is actually sort of, he may as well be a, you know, a Democrat as far as I'm concerned. But he thinks he can do that. And then he gets passes from the media and the, you know. If I were a damn politician, I'd be out there right now and I wouldn't care. I'd be like Trump because nothing I do is going to make him like me. I want to talk about something else concerning Florida. We're coming up on the next break. The name of this article, where can they find this article that you published?
So it's going to be published on AmmoLand the Slow Press. It's Rob Morse's Slow Press blog.
And
AmmoLand on Monday.
You're looking for it's rhino season and it's time to go hunting. An open letter to the Florida Republican Party. May as well write that to every Republican Party. This will be some ammo for all of you people. Coming from somebody that's actually been victimized by crime in a way that she, you know, should never have happened. She was put into a gun-free zone and it just happened because she just happened to be there. She took pepper spray to the knife fight, so. And the predictable outcome occurred. So we'll be back on that when we get back. My guest this hour is Shayna Lopez Rivas out of Florida. This is Lock and Load.
What if there was a company that wanted to educate their customers while saving them money? This is the description of Bootleg Inc., an AR-15 parts resource put together as a sister company to Primary Weapons. Bootleg is there for the builder. Affordable, high-quality parts with the highest pedigree. Accompanied by a knowledge base from the shooters of PWS. All questions answered, all solutions made available. Direct impingement made comprehensive. BootlegInc.com. All that is left is to build it.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And right now, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-962-2358. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. To receive your 10-day in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-2358. Again, that's 1-800-962-2358.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. And where should you go if you're looking to build that AR-15?
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
That's where you go when that AR-15 is just lacking that certain something. They've got it, and then it becomes something else. OperationParts.com. Joined again by Shayna Lopez-Rivas, who, among other things, which is that the first article you've ever written? Which, by the way, did you see that Rob has already got it up on the Slow Facts blog?
Yeah. Oh, I didn't even know that it was up there yet.
Oh, yeah. You're now published, but that was the first time you've ever done it. You are published.
It's not the first one. Actually, I've written for his Slow Facts blog before. Wow, I can't speak today. But I've also published in the Tallahassee Democrat and in The Hill, just talking about campus carry and my story and what needs to, you know, get done to get this passed.
So you're an old pro of this, and I'm just overly exuberant for no good reason, aren't I?
No. I'm not, you know, I'm still humble. Okay. I'm actually, every time I get published, I get really excited, so.
One of the things that you have picked up, I mean, you've been in shooting, what, 2 years? Has it been that long?
Yeah, probably, just a little over 2 years now.
And you have come far enough within the shooting world now to where you are the newest brand ambassador of Hollow Point Apparel.
Yeah, so I actually just shot my first competition, my first shooting match ever this past weekend. It was a Glock match,
right,
at the local range that I go to. And I took a video of it. I posted it online. And then my friend was like, just shared it. And the owner of Hollow Point Apparel, it's this awesome company based out of Daytona, Florida, was like, hey, like, let's talk about sponsorship. And so now I'm sponsored with them, and I'm their newest brand ambassador, and they're a great company, and I'm proud to be representing them.
Yeah, I like companies like Hollow Point because they're probably, the owner looks like he might be my age. So that means he and I sucked on the same mud when we were in the military, so that's always nice. Veteran-inspired, biker-inspired. And sort of, you know, that's sort of a recognition of the fact of just what you're doing within the shooting world. Now, I know you're relatively new to the competitive shooting. How do you like that so far?
I love it. Yeah? I'm actually going to my next match a little north of Atlanta in around St. Patrick's Day, actually. So,
what do you shoot in competitively when you're in the – are you a Glock shooter?
Yeah. So this is the Glock matches that I'm attending. Obviously, you can only shoot Glocks, but I think that that's just kind of my preferred gun anyway, because it's just easier to handle. It's smooth. I like it. But this last match I shot the Glock 17, and I think that this next match that I'm going to shoot the Glock 17 and my carry gun, the Glock 43.
Huh. Okay. I haven't tried the Glock 43, and I'll tell you why I haven't tried the Glock 43. I got very angry with Glock. I don't like Glock as a company. The gun is superb. I don't like Glock as a company because people wanted, for example, that single-stack 9mm, and I know people are going to be going, come on, Bill, get over it. But listen, they got there late to the party, and then how much, you know, Glock 43s, They've sort of priced themselves out of my market anyway. So now, as far as a Glock is concerned, my favorite gun and the one I've been to the most training classes with is a Glock 17. And I mean, that is sweet, isn't it? I mean, it's a. Have you worked shirts over?
Definitely. I mean, if I was large enough, like, to carry it on my person, but I'm not a guy, so the Glock 43 it is, because it's just too hard to conceal.
What about the? What about the Glock 19?
It's still too big.
Still too big.
Yeah. That's my main reason that I don't carry, because I mean, I love the Glock 17 and the Glock 19. I love the bigger gun, and I love the fact that there's more rounds, you know, in the magazine, in case, you know, I need those extra rounds. So I carry like two extra mags with me for my Glock 43, just right, in case. But you know, it's just, if I'm trying not to print, it's almost impossible to carry either the Glock 17 or the Glock 19.
That's the big problem for ladies, isn't it? If they're going to try to carry on body, because of the way women's clothing is cut.
Purse, but.
Well, I mean, everybody tells you not to do that, though, right? No off-body carry, can't do that. Oh, no. Right? That's what they tell you, right?
I mean, you can't. I personally prefer on the body because that's how I train, and I don't train for, you know, I don't really train with my purse. So our muscle memory is going to be, like, on the body, and then, you know, those few seconds pass, and I'm going to be like, oh, my God, like, something bad happened. And then you have opposition to gun rights being like, see that lady? She was an advocate, and look what happened. So I eliminate that, and I just am like, I'm only going to carry on my person, and that's what I've been doing.
I see all of these holsters for women. I mean, all kinds of different holsters, corset holsters, garter holsters, bra holsters, yoga pant holsters. Do you just go with a traditional inside the waistband holster or a belt holster?
Yep, inside the waistband.
Do the more exotic offerings that for the ladies out there, do they just not actually work?
They're also very expensive. which is the main reason why I haven't tried these. I also have a thigh holster for when I'm wearing a dress, but I don't really like it that much, so I try not to wear dresses that often.
Right.
So I just, my main one is just an inside the waistband holster that I carry right on my right hip, and everything. You know, it works. It works for me. That's how I train with it, and I like it.
We'll have to have a talk offline, and let me explore this a little deeper with you. I might have some people that might could help you with a couple of things there just to see, just to find out. And, you know, as far as the gun choice, I mean, you know Masada Yub. I'm sure he's told you, well, listen, Jada, you know, you've got enough rounds there for the average gunfight. So that's, you know, that's besides, that's what he does, so... We're coming up on the last break in the hour. My guest is Shayna Lopez Rivas. How old are you? 21, 22? How old are you?
I'm 22.
22 years old and already a sponsored shooter with 2 years under her belt after all of the stuff, the bad stuff that you've had to go through, and now you're an activist. So this is, I have hope, faith and hope in our, you know, in this generation that you're a part of. You're just going to have to jerk a few knots and a few heads there, Shayna, okay? We're going to be right back. This is Load.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators' Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends, like modern, waterproof, wood-look flooring. It's up to 34% off. Or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159. More from 59 cents. And special financing. The Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale ends Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. We're having a conversation this hour with Shayna Lopez Rivas. She is a sexual assault survivor at college, where she's still going to college today. She is an activist. She is a competitive shooter. And I've got to ask you, and I sort of asked you this earlier on, but I mean, what did they tell you at the university when you were assaulted? And they've never caught the guy. I mean,
The university actually doesn't really know anything because I went to the Tallahassee Police Department.
Right.
And at the time that it happened, I was extremely traumatized and I couldn't really remember much about what happened. I just knew that something was, I mean, you could see the cut marks that were on my body in the morning. And so I just went to the hospital and the Tallahassee Police Department came out and they took the report and they ran the rape kit and everything, but they didn't, they couldn't catch the guy. And then, so the university, I mean, they don't even really, I think, aside from the fact that they've definitely have read, because I'll write a lot of stuff about FSU and I know that they've read it. Aside from that, you know, they've never had any like official, like sit down and talk with me or anything. I've never dealt with FSCPD. And quite frankly, I don't want to because I've heard some not so great things about how FSCPD handles these kinds of cases.
But the Tallahassee cops didn't go to FSU and sit down with them. I mean, did this occur on campus?
Yes, it happened on campus. But at the time, like I said, I had like no recollection of it happening. It wasn't for like a few months. And I talked to a therapist about this. He said that that could be very normal. But it was for like a few months that these memories, they started like coming back in full force. And at that point, I could piece together everything that happened.
And so knowing your story, and I'm sure you have shared your story with the legislature there in Florida. I mean, are these legislators happy knowing that their daughters might go to FSU and get raped there? Is that okay with them? That's okay. That's okay to let anybody's daughter to go to a institution of higher learning where you guys are paying, by the way, right? You're paying to go there. Everybody there is paying in one way or another. And yet when you get there, you give up your rights. That's their story. Is that what it is?
Well, you know what? I think that it's more like the legislators are like, well, that would never happen to my daughter because, you know, whatever, they'll provide extra security or whatever it is with them that makes their children special. But for the rest of us, I don't think that I don't think that they do care. I think that, you know, they're just wasting time or they're trying to do whatever else, just do what they need to do to stay in power. And they don't care about individual citizens. They just care that, you know, they're still voted in next election and that they're still, you know, making money and that they're still in power.
I would find it interesting to see in my state, none of these cats in my state can afford to hire extra security. So if their child is going to college or to school or anything like that, that kid is pretty much on their own. And I would love to ask. And I mean, it's been asked here. Here in South Carolina, for example, we don't have Florida and South Carolina are the only two shall issue states for permits that does not have any mechanism for open carry. Now,
one of only five states that doesn't have open carry, period.
Period. And the other three are like New York and New Jersey. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's fun company that we're in. So Florida is surprising to me that they don't, because Florida led the way with concealed carry in the 80s. I mean, they were out front. They were the tip of the spear. They have more concealed carriers now than anybody else. But they have a mental block like these guys do in South Carolina about open carry. In South Carolina, I've been told that the cops won't be able to tell who the bad guys are versus the good guys. And the only problem
that's garbage because, you know, like they can tell now. If they come upon an incident, they can tell now who the bad guys are and the good guys are. It's generally the person that's not pointing a gun at you and trying to shoot. You know, they're listening to commands and everything.
Well, the other thing is it's a very simple thing. Only 2% of all criminals use a holster. Because if they're running from the cops and they ditch the gun and they have a holster on, it's kind of hard for them to say, well, no, I didn't have a gun. So only 2% of them nationwide actually use a holster. So this whole idea that, you know, the gangbangers would get out there and go, well, open carry is legal now, so I'm just going to carry my gat outside. No, that's not what's going to happen. So,
you know, and not just that, but like, how are these cops and all other 45 states that have some form of open carry, how are they distinguishing between the bad guys and the good guys? You know, somehow they do it. So.
Yeah, I know. That's the same thing as I've asked legislators here. Are you just saying that our cops here in South Carolina are idiots? I know a few of them. I know they're not. So, you know, that's sort of insulting for them to be throwing that much around. But anyway,
yeah.
I sent you a Facebook friend request. You should say yes. And then you need to go out and look around and tell me what kind of holster you would really like to try.
I don't know because I have mine and I left mine.
I know you do, but you need to look around and see if there's another holster that you would like to try, right? And, you know,
yeah. I'll try that.
Let me do my thing. Let's see, because I think it would be interesting since, you know, you're a college student. You gotta make sure that, you know, you can make ends meet and everything else. But I think it would be interesting for a new shooter like you, because 2 years, I mean, that's great that you've gotten as far as you have in 2 years, but that's still relatively new when you're talking about somebody like Morse or me or John Adine or any of these other guys that have been doing it longer than you've been around. So you look around and see if there's something you'd like to try, because I'd really like for you to carry a Glock 19 or your 17. if you can. Because if I'm
that would be awesome.
Yeah, if I'm at a gunfight, I don't mind if I have a little change left over in my gun left over. I don't, you know, if somebody says you got rounds left, I don't see that as a loss. It's not inconvenient for me. I like it. So you look around, go look on your Facebook. You got a friend request from me. I'm the bald guy. So just check the bald guy off.
Okay.
I'm the bald guy. Just check off on the bald guy and then hit me up and let me know. One more time before we run out of time here. Where can they find Shayna Lopez Rivas out there?
You can find me on Facebook, on Twitter. My Twitter handle is @NoleForJustice. Or you can also find the group that I'm with, Florida Students for Concealed Carry at FSU. You can find them on Facebook. And that's how you can stay up to date with campus carry and what's going on in Florida and everything else.
And if you're a shooter in the Glock Shooting Sports Federation, you may get your butt kicked by Shayna if she shows up and shoots in that particular event. So, you know, it's all good.
Maybe plus, in time.
Yeah, yeah. Well, look, don't sell yourself short. Just because you're new doesn't mean you can't be good. And she's got this article going up. It is entitled, "It's Rhino Season and It's Time to Go Hunting, an Open Letter to the Florida Republican Party." It's going to be on Ammoland.com Monday, you said. And it's on the Slow Facts blog right now. Rob Morse's Slow Facts blog. He'll be joining us later on in the show, third hour. And outstanding work you do. So you keep it up. Keep your chin up. You're very, very impressive to be as young as you are. And you go out there and look around and see what kind of holster you might be sort of interested in. Let me know.
Well, thank you.
Yes, certainly. Thank you for joining me this evening.
Thank you for having me on.
Yes, ma'am. Coming up next, we're going to be joined by Sean Maloney, the world according to Second Call Defense. After a couple of misfires, we're going to try to get him on finally because, well, that's what we do. You know, normally I would say, well, it's Wednesday night, so it's the world according to Second Call Defense. Hadn't worked out. So we're going to do that next. Coming up, and one of the things we're going to talk about is this new bylaw change. That's all next hour. Hour number two is inbound. This is Lock and Load.
Of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship, with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.